The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
And we are here for what seems to be the first semi-clear sky in weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of a faded lilac.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is as close to blue as we get around here.
Yeah, well, the other day it was like...
Right.
There were, like, reverse clouds. There were, like, cloud-shaped spots of blue. And
yeah, it's been ranging from, like, tan to eggshell, basically.
Yeah.
So a little bit of blue was a welcome sight.
Right. So my wife, like many wives out there, is a plucker of eyebrows and stuff like that. And she'll plop down in front of the window so that she has like bright natural light, but for like the past 2 weeks she's like plopped down and it's just been this like neon yellow glow coming in, and my dog, you know, who likes to sleep in the sunspot, is like sleeping in this like yellow square on the carpet. It's just, you know, just truly been apocalyptic. Or
this is natural light now.
Right. And for those of you here in Reading, you know exactly what we're talking about, but for those listeners around the world, we are coming
Substitute for Reading, your friendly neighborhood wildfire.
Right.
Because I'm sure you're on fire, too, wherever you are. I don't even
right,
know.
You're at least experiencing it. But for those around the world, we come out of Reading, which is Northern California, and it has been on fire for weeks.
Yes.
All right. So, normally I ask you how you're doing, but I guess I'll ask you, how are you doing, Sean?
Oh, I'm good. Our house burned down, but
aside from that, you're fine.
Yeah, other than that, it's all good.
Yeah, I had to set you up a little to talk about how you're doing because, you know, people on our social media and in Para-X have expressed some concern.
Aw, that's nice of them.
So,
but no, I'm doing just fine. Everything's good, and you know, it was just a house.
True. But you are wearing all black for the first time. I've never seen you.
That is coincidental. I had to get a bunch of new clothes because everything burned down. And I was like, black is good. And black will get me out of the shopping mall faster than if I choose colors and try to coordinate.
So you hate to shop?
I hate shopping, yes. And black is thoroughly functional.
Yeah, I agree. Practically everything I own is multiple shades of black or...
Right.
Or...
Right, I mean, you're not exactly one to judge when it comes to wearing lots of black.
Oh, no, I'm not, but I've always done it.
No, that's true, you have. And I'm like, I don't know if there's some kind of, you know, you've got, like, fancy goths with all of your black stuff, but also, like, pendants and, you know, stripy long socks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your people who just wear a lot of black because it's like they can't be bothered.
Well, yeah, I don't know
if that's some kind of mutated offshoot of goth or whether it's its own totally different thing. I just don't know.
Well, I'm a grown-up rocker, you know. I was, you know, played in punk bands and all that stuff, and then just like anybody else, that's your excuse. I made a baby, and then all of a sudden I had to get a real job.
Ah.
You know?
Classic error.
Nothing killed the old Chance faster than making a baby. She's 17 and a half now, though, so.
Yeah. So you made it 17 and a half. That's good.
Yeah, we're almost done. I'm almost about to kick her to the curb, you know?
See, this is what you think, but.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware. She's my youngest. I am aware. It doesn't happen that way. Yeah, because she may be the one that I made, but I also married two that were older and, you know, 23 and almost 19. But, you know, I guess you never stop being a parent. Your parents agree. Because where are you
That's
living
probably
right
true.
Now, Sean?
in a hotel room with my parents.
Right. Like so many people who have gone through what you guys have gone through, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, so anything good happened this week? You know, there's the guy who stole the airplane. That's distracting from the misery of the fire. That guy's crazy.
So I think you and I may have a different definitions of good. Well, entertaining, that, perhaps.
That's like Ender's Game business, man. This guy, like, did nothing but play flight simulators on a PlayStation 4, and he's able to take an airplane and, like, do inverted dives and stuff while talking smack in the radio. That's crazy, you know. Yeah. That's some sci-fi stuff right there, you know, people. That's some paranormal sci-fi conspiracy stuff right there, you know. The fact that this guy was able to just play video games and then turn around in real life and steal not only an airplane. I mean, this thing wasn't a Cessna. This was like a freaking airplane.
A serious airplane. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, this guy was like doing loop-de-loops and stuff. I mean, I of course feel for his mental state of being.
Not
that
so
got
good
him
at the landing, though.
Right. You know, I feel for his mental situation that got him there. Of course.
Right.
But I have to say that never in a million years would I have guessed that. I mean, maybe get it off the ground and crash it or something like that, but I mean, the aerial acrobatics that this
guy's playing. You know, you're right, and I think flight simulators in particular have been extremely realistic for a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to think of a different genre of, like, computer game that reaches anywhere near that level of realism.
Right.
Like, first-person shooters, no.
Right.
Like, that's not reality.
Well, maybe. Give it time. Maybe it is.
Eventually, yeah.
Well, you know, I play a lot of video games. So this same daughter that I was talking about, Harley, who's 17 and a half now, when I was working for Bogbean Books and Music, the owner had hooked me up with this big old truck. And I might have told this story before, but it fits this flight simulator situation. Harley was like three, maybe two and a half. And, like, he hooks me up with this big old truck. It's, like, jacked off the ground. It's white with, like, purple flames. It's ridiculous. And I don't blame Ben for liking it because it was ridiculously awesome. It was ridiculous, you know. And so Harley loves riding in this truck with me, and I get this car seat for her that I put in the passenger seat, and she loves riding around in this big truck. And one morning I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm just all, oh, crap, where are my keys? I'm looking around, and I'm looking around, can't find my keys, and eventually I think, okay, maybe I left them in the truck. And I go running out to the truck. And I open the door, and I find the keys in the ignition, the truck set to drive, and my daughter's car seat in the driver's seat, you know, and I'm just all, oh my God, you know, she fully just tried to take off with the truck, like in the middle of the night or something when I didn't know.
And she'd had it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, these things
are ready to start her own life.
Right. Luckily, she wasn't playing Gran Turismo or she would have been out of there, you know?
Yeah, she might have had a rude wake-up call with the brake pedals and all.
Right, right. Yeah. It was an automatic.
Might have been tough to
It was an automatic, you know, had she gotten that thing turned over, it would have moved. All right, so our guest tonight, Dr. Richard Bolin. And we
Speaking
are talking
of apocalypses.
Right. We're talking about Star Childs, and we're talking about the warning from Zeta Reticuli that this year, before the end of this year, we all might die in a nuclear war.
Fun, fun, fun.
I'm not really sure how to say that nicely. Yeah. You know, that's the warning that's coming through, and that's what we're going to talk about with our guest, Dr. Richard Bolin, when we come back.
I wanna know.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Dr. Richard Boylan. Are you there with us, Doctor?
Oh, I am indeed.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. You have an interesting tale to tell, and I hope you don't mind that, man, it's mind-blowing, you know, and it's definitely hard to digest, you know, but I'm sure that I'm not the first one to tell you that, but I am happy to hear it and try my best to understand, you know. Maybe we should get started by asking you, how'd you get started in this in order to even be connected to some of these messages and ideas coming through?
Well, I'm a senior citizen. I've been around a while. I remember as a very small child when the newspapers reported the Roswell crash of a UFO in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
My parents read that story, and I thought, gee, what do you know? There are people out there in the universe besides us. And in 1952, UFOs flew over the nation's capital night after night that summer, and the papers reported it faithfully. This is before the UFO cover-up came on. And so those of us of a certain age can remember when the facts were told and reported. To me, this reality has always been there. Fast forwarding to my middle of my adult life, I was a psychologist in Sacramento working counseling people, and I had thing happened that I had never encountered before in 1992. People started to come in and report that they'd had encounters with beings from another world, and I checked them out, of course, looking for any signs of that they were crazy or hallucinating or delusional. And most of these people had no such signs. They were very upstanding citizens in the community. And so I began to work with them and even formed a group of them and learned a lot. This propelled me into speaking at various conferences, UFO conferences, about extraterrestrial reality and the fact that they're here. Some of them are here on a repeat basis, and came to the attention of some people in government and the military and intelligence. And while they were cautioning me, the very fact that they felt the need to do that told me that this was real in their book as well. Fast forwarding to present time, I said on my webpage, I have this breaking story, if you will, that's come to my attention in the last few days, mostly because a classified National Security Agency video that was done in 1964 has suddenly emerged on the Internet. This shows an interview with an extraterrestrial by a military officer of the NSA done at a facility near Area 51. And this interview of an extraterrestrial, the punchline is that the extraterrestrial, EBE-3 was the name they gave him, his main concern was to warn us that 54 years later after his interview, a figure would rise in the United States who would take actions that would lead to global nuclear war. And so I perked up when I heard that, because global nuclear war, as we all know, is nothing to ignore. I had, however, two other sources of information from my experience interviewing hundreds of people who had had extraterrestrial encounters on a professional basis as a psychologist. I kind of gleaned some common themes from these interviews, and in many of them, the people said that one of the things their extraterrestrial visitor showed them or put in their heads as a picture was global nuclear war. So all these people had gotten the same message from other extraterrestrials who had made contact with them. The third source was I have a colleague who's a very close and trusted friend who has contact by a star person on a regular basis. Her name is Wendy, and the star person is Ashioma. And he sent an urgent message through her to me several weeks ago. Again, global nuclear war is looming, and he put the timeline as the fall of this year. Now, that all these sources of information are independent but converging, so I put high credibility in the message. And I don't want to rattle on, allow you to get a break in here, but...
We're about 5 minutes away from the break, and frankly, you're okay. Here to rattle on, so we're happy to hear it. I'm enjoying listening to your story. I'm sorry, I'm here, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, this is the biggest story of all time, and maybe the last story of all time if we don't do something about it. So pardon me if I wax on a little.
That's a good reason.
I have a bit of psychic ability, and so when Ashioma said this fall, I tuned that in a little more, and what I got as the hit is that it would be October. Now, to take the Zeta Elder who was on the NSA videotape being interrogated, at what he said in putting the pieces together. He said the male leader of the United States in 2018, well, you get one guess who that is, will have a brief tenure. But what he's mostly cautioning is that this individual would weaken democratic institutions by appealing to people's most primitive instincts, fear, tribalism, and religious and political dogma, that this will lead to international condemnation of him eventually. And in reaction to that international condemnation, the president will order a preemptive nuclear strike. Now, EB3 didn't say which country would be hit by that strike, but my reading of the situation is North Korea. And after that first strike, the heads of certain other nuclear powers will retaliate, he says, EB3 says. And this will escalate into global nuclear war. And the resulting radiation will spread widely, killing millions, polluting the earth with fallout, and causing a mass die-off of most humans. And EB3 didn't just come as a doomsayer. He said there's two things we can do to stop this World War III from happening. The first, he said, was to protect your democracy from political and religious dogma. And the second thing he said is protect your democracy from rejection of objective fact. Now, this may sound a little intellectual and wonky, but when we're dealing with life and death for the entire planet, I think we ought to listen to the guy's words with great care. I can go into more detail about what I think that means about how we can get mobilized and help our fellow citizens and ourselves protect our democracy and prevent this trigger incident that would create global nuclear war from happening. And if we're too close to the break, I can go into that in more detail after we get through that.
Yeah, we are coming right up on the break here, but it does seem like a lot of the things that he was saying are running very neck and neck with how at least half the population feels that the country is going right now, you know. I'm sure half the listeners out there are shaking their heads going, oh, yeah, that's what's happening right now. And the other half are probably shaking their heads going, oh, no, you know, we're happy with our president. But we're definitely split down the middle as far as the country is concerned.
Well, I have the concern in this message that people are going to think it is somebody grabbing an extraterrestrial to kind of get his own political agenda out in the public. That's not it at all. In fact, the extraterrestrial said he didn't know what the name, in 1964, didn't know what the name of the 2018 president would be, but he knew that that is the figure who would escalate this thing.
Right.
So
and
it isn't a political bias kind of a statement. It's just cold fact about what's coming up.
And a president really only has so much power, you know, a lot of that, the other things that would have to go into that would have to come from other aspects of
our government. We are a democracy,
and
we kind of forget that at times and let the White House and Congress and our state houses run our lives. But once in a while, the people get up and get out in the streets and make their will known. The ladies did that last January in a way that got national television attention. So we are still a democracy, and the bottom line is if enough people get concerned about something, we can make new directions happen.
Well, I hope both sides are out there thinking about positive social change. We're coming up on our first commercial break here. You're listening to Dr. Richard Boylan here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Dr. Richard Boylan, and we are talking about a warning from the past about our future, but this warning is actually from the future. So I think this might be a little confusing to our guests. How could how could an alien tell us what's in our future? But from my understanding, supposedly gray aliens are from Zeta Reticuli, and in the video it appears to be a gray alien, and in the statement, this gray alien is actually a human mutated from the nuclear war from far in the future that has somehow returned and is giving us this message. Is that correct?
Basically, that's it. I, like to call them Zeta star visitors, but they are, and they populated elsewhere. They left Earth, went out, and populated other planets after their mutation. But they are our descendants if we don't stop this nuclear war. And I may suffer prejudice, but I think a few people would agree with me that looking at this particular extraterrestrial, Zeta Elder, he's not the prettiest thing you've ever looked at. And if that's how the human race is going to look after enough years of this radiation, that alone should be a cautionary tale that we don't want to let this global nuclear war happen.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, he was beaten with an irradiated ugly stick.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so stop nuclear war for cosmetic reasons.
Right.
Got it.
That's right. But I have always thought that it was weird that gray aliens, you know, when people are reporting aliens, when people report aliens in general, I always thought it was weird that they were humanoid. Mm-hmm. So this sort of answers some of those questions.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they're not the only species out there. I've dealt with others and studied and learned about a number of races that are visiting Earth with some frequency, but these are the all-time most frequent flyers here. And the reason they are so intensely making Earth their project is because it is their ancestral home world. And they would like nothing better than to come back through time, and they know how to do time-space jumps, get word to us to stop this before it's too late. They would just as soon have time change and they cease to have exist or go into a separate space-time dimension where they're there, but our reality world is that there was no global nuclear war. They're willing to suffer that jolt to their existence as the price of saving us, their ancestors. They feel terrible about what happened to Earth, what happened to the humans on Earth, and if there's any way it could stop and be prevented in time, they're here to try and help us do that.
So,
but they can only help us. We have to do the heavy lifting.
So is
the measures they're talking about to stop this global nuclear war are really twofold. The first is to change the whole political culture that the president is escalating with, that will become so extreme that the entire international community will come down on him with a unified statement of condemnation. And because his ego doesn't take such universal scorn gracefully, he will do, as he often does, a distracting gesture to distract people, his followers, away from universal international condemnation. And that gesture will be to lob some nukes onto North Korea. And that, of course, will not go down smoothly. We know that North Korea has allies, principally China, to some degree Russia. And a nuking of North Korea would precipitate a response from those countries. And once you get the big powers lobbing nuclear missiles at each other, all hell breaks loose.
Absolutely.
And it's possible Iran may get into the mix too, because they have some stake as allies with the other powers. So anyway, it's going to be a giant mess if we get that far.
So, you know, Sean had a good point here where he said that it's like the book came out 50 years ago,
yeah,
yet we have a test tomorrow.
Right. We've had the book for 54 years, and, you know, we've got to be ready for the test in October, and we haven't even started in on it yet.
I'll give you another punchline, Sean.
We've got some trouble.
Yes. You know, the trouble is that EBE was interviewed in 64.
Mm-hmm.
But what did the NSA do? They put it in their vaults and sat on it. That video never saw the light of day until Edward Snowden grabbed it up with a bunch of other sensitive papers and walked out of the NSA and dumped his file, NSA files, to the world.
So did the, I would assume that, I guess my first question here would be, is the implication that the president and the government are a part of this, or that they're sort of, that we're all sort of unwitting pawns in the outcome of our history unless we change our path?
Well, it's difficult when you talk about the government being a part of this. There's sort of a yes and a no answer to that. The NSA is not a monolithic organization either. There is what I call a shadow government operating within the official government. Some dark figures who work for a cartel of very powerful people behind the scenes who like to make world events happen for their benefit. And they have enough infiltrators within NSA, CIA, the government, and elsewhere that they can often spot something happening and grab it up, destroy it, seal it, make it go away, if you will. And in this case, one of their operatives spotted this video, said, uh-oh, and made sure it stayed in a vault and never got out into circulation, released to the public. And so we've lost 54 years of lead time to do something about this, and thank God this just leaked out now.
You know,
so,
if I had to stretch my brain here, I think that, you know, with these aliens willing to destroy their own future and past in order to save their own ancestral history, it leads me to believe that there are probably also aliens within their culture who don't want that to happen and don't want to see an end to themselves, and that conceivably could be working with the shadow government, because it's kind of hard for me to conceive of a government who sees this thing and believes this thing, but yet isn't actively trying to keep it from happening.
You're talking about a human or a extraterrestrial government?
Both, working in conjunction, you know, that maybe there is a part of our government that is basically being incentivized to allow this to happen because they want their future to continue.
There is a group I call the Cabal. They are a cartel of ruthless, super powerful, super wealthy individuals who shape and control world events behind the scenes. These are the people who have their agents in every level of society, making sure nothing happens that surprises them and controlling things. They definitely don't care if this global nuclear war happens, because they have made preparations for decades for well-insulated underground cities where they can endure while the radiation on top of the soil destroys everybody and mutates everything to unrecognizable levels. They want to win, and if it takes knocking all the humans out so they can be the ones who are left when the smoke clears, if you will, that's fine with them, but they want to win. And so they're not too concerned about global nuclear war.
Yeah, well, that definitely makes sense. We're coming up on our commercial break here. You are listening to Dr. Richard Boylin here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Like it too. summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40-50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
As a grand boy have I arrived. Tell the dinosaurs they just won't survive.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Dr. Richard Boylan. And we are talking about Star Children, messages from the future via the past. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your book, The Human Star Nation's Connections, Key to History, Current Secrets, and Our Near Future. Can you tell us a little about your book?
Yes, this is a result of my working with hundreds of people who've had extraterrestrial encounters, close encounters. And aside from the unusual visits, in many cases, these people were transformed, including physically, by these visits. It seems like the visit resulted in their developing new powers, or maybe the powers were there, but they were brought out and had been sleeping before. Things like psychic ability, sensitivity to things going on around them, ability to feel what people are thinking, to affect the world around them in ways that are a little like what people see in the Star Wars movies the Jedi is doing. These star kids typically are much smarter, grow up faster than other kids. They have a certain energy about them. People tend to notice them when they walk into the room. People can kind of turn around and say, or at least notice the energy when this person enters the room. These kids are And, of course, some of them have been around so long that they've now grown up and are adults. So instead of star kid, I call them starseed adult, are going to be the kind of people who will become leaders in our society at every level, from PTA and local city council and civic organizations up through state government, federal government, and internationally, including UN and other international level organizations. These people are the result of changing that happens basically, I would say, in two main ways, one of which is prenatally. The star visitors visit a person's mother or father, borrow some of their reproductive material, do a little gene splicing to splice in some higher order genetics than would naturally happen with that human genetic material. And then when the child then put it back in the human, and then when the person goes on to have a child, that kid is born with a much higher set of abilities and development style. The other way this seems to happen is a person who is has an encounter is taken up into a craft, and the makeover is done with some high-tech equipment on board the craft that the humans and myself, too, don't really understand, but it's done to them, and when they get done, they're operating at a higher level than before. So anyway, there's lots of these star kids and star seed adults now. This wave really got happening big in the 70s and 80s, and by now, of course, many of these people are adults or even middle age on up.
Do they know what they are?
Well, I'm one myself. I'm one of the earliest ones when this was not fashionable, if you will. That's a long time ago, but luckily in this galaxy. What these people, there's two kinds, ones of which, you know, have put two and two together and figured that who they are is a result of the star visitor encounters they've had, and attribute correctly to the star visitors the fact that they've been upgraded and genetically and are operating at a higher level than Joe average. The other folks are out there, and they have these kind of breakthrough experiences where they can, they're walking down the street and they know what the person next to them is thinking, even though it's a perfect stranger, for example. In other words, ability to read somebody else's mind. Or they get in a situation and they get this strong feeling, and they know what's going to happen next and how it's going to turn out. And sure enough, lo and behold, it does. They come home and scratch their head and say, boy, that was weird. Wonder what the hell's going on. In other words, they don't know yet that they're a star kid or a star seed, but they know something's going on and that they're different and they're puzzled. One of the reasons I wrote this book is to give people who don't know what's going on an understanding of this phenomenon, so that if they are one of the star kids or star seeds, and I give a whole bunch of signs by which they can tell that, then the mystery is solved and they understand themselves better and they're more prepared to get relaxed and start functioning at that higher level and realize for them it's the new normal, it's the new natural.
So how can one go about getting a copy of your book?
Well, you can get it from Amazon. You can go online and order it. I just went there today on the Amazon site, and you can have it in a couple of days, or you can get it through your bookstore. I think under $20. Amazon raised a little price from when it first came out, but it's under $20, and it is a good read, and I will tell you, it is very thorough. It gives you everything about what star kids are from soup to nuts, and it is going to answer all your questions. There's even a quiz in there. You can take it, and if you get 16 of the items, yes, this applies to me, then you know for sure you're a star kid. So it's very handy. It's easy to use. It's extremely informative, and I give some stories in there from star kids and star seeds telling about their own life experiences, so you can get kind of a handle on what it's like to function as one. It's not just, these star people being humans being kind of curiosities in the population. As a matter of fact, the star kids and star seeds are so numerous now because these encounters have been going on all over the world for decades that the star kids and the star seeds in the human population now are numerically over 50% of the whole population. In other words, there's slightly more star kids and star seeds than regular humans in the human population right now. Most of them, of course, have not wakened up yet because this information is kept suppressed like UFO reality is kept suppressed. Governments aren't real super happy to have this phenomenon come out and be admitted, but everybody owes it to themselves to know who they really are. So I encourage everybody to read Star Kids and the book, and to, if they have any hunch that this may apply to them, and learn fully who they are and what their life is likely to be.
Well, we're coming up here on the end of the interview. Where can our listeners find out more about you? Do you have a website or a way they can contact you?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for that. Yes, my website is www.drboylan.com, spelled drboylan.com. And the information on there will set you back on your heels. If you think today's news is big, it is big. It's probably the biggest thing on the page, but it's by no means the only report of interest in there. It is very thorough.
Well, I thank you.
Presentation on star kids, star seed adults, UFOs, the star people, who they are, the human interactions with them, a bit about our government's secret interaction with them, and where this whole thing is headed.
Well, I thank you very much for being on the show, Doctor. We've really enjoyed having you. You've been listening to Dr. Richard Boylan here on Radio Wasteland. Check him out, drboylan.com. This is Radio Wasteland. Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in